Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
Hey guys, welcome back to Hacks and Hobbies. I'm your host, Junaid Ahmed, and today I'm joined with Brett Eaton, keynote speaker, high performance and confidence coach, and author of the brand new book, Uncomfortable Either Way, Why Choosing Easy is Making Your Life Hard. He's helped teams, entrepreneurs, and growth-minded individuals break through fear and stop settling for surface-level success. Brett, it's an honor to have you here.
Junaid, I appreciate you having me, man. This is going to be fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Brett, you've done some pretty wild things. 911 burpees every year for 9/11 marathons and weighted vests. But let's rewind. How did discomfort become the central theme of your work?
Yes. We got to go back for that. So when I look back and, you know, I think everybody has a story. Everybody has a story of these transformational moments in our life. Now, they're not always positive. Sometimes there's something hard that we went through, something that happened to us, whatever it may be, a challenge that we faced. But we all have these transformational moments. And when I look back at my timeline, the good things and the bad things, a lot of times there was some version of discomfort there. Yeah. And when I think about the big leaps that I've made in my life to get to where I am today, I always trace back to kind of these fork in the road moments, you know, where we can go down the easy path, we can go down the harder path. The harder path is often the right path, but it also is the path that usually leads us to where we want to go. Yeah. And if I can think back to some of these pivotal moments in my life, this, hey, it's going to be uncomfortable to go down this road of change and to maybe grow, evolve, become a new person, chase the things that I really want. And, but it's also going to be uncomfortable knowing that those things are there and I'm ignoring them, or knowing those things are there and I continue to put them off and continue to maybe remain complacent. So when I started to realize all of those pivotal moments had that fork in the road decision, all of a sudden I started to piece together, hey, What if I can get people to understand that they're not avoiding the uncomfortable things in their life? They're just delaying them. And oftentimes they come back bigger. But if we can understand, hey, it's going to be uncomfortable either way, maybe it can make change and make the pursuit of, you know, their own greatness. Maybe we can make that more inviting, knowing that, hey, they're not avoiding it. They're just choosing a different version, a version that comes with a lot of good things.
You know, you're absolutely right. It's almost like choose your heart. Either decision that you make is going to be hard. So choose the hard that's going to give you more results, more positive, upbeat feedback in your life as well as the people around you. Now, you define confidence beyond surface level success. Go a little deeper on that one.
Yeah, I think confidence comes from a lot of different places. And, you know, sometimes when I'm speaking, one of my favorite little games to play with the audience is I say, like, who in here, you know, believes that they're a confident person? And a bunch of hands go up, usually because I'm talking to either entrepreneurs or, you know, high performers, leaders, whatever. Everybody's hand goes up. Somebody in the front, I'll be like, okay, amazing. Could you come up and sing the national anthem for us? And their face goes white and they're like, oh, that's not why I raised my hand. And I play a little game with that person. Of course, I don't make them sing, but I play that game where the people who raise their hand saying I'm a confident person are thinking of some area of their life where they have a lot of repetition, they have a lot of practice, they have a lot of expertise, and they're saying, yes, I'm a confident person. The people who maybe don't raise their hand, their first thought is an area that they're not confident in, somewhere they don't have a lot of reps, somewhere they don't have a lot of practice, they don't have expertise. So funny enough, the confident people are raising their hand confident that they're confident. The unconfident people are raising their hand confident that they're unconfident. So it's like everybody actually is confident in certain areas. But I play that little game just to prove that I don't believe that there are confident people and not confident people. I believe we are all confident in certain areas, and there are areas where we would like to have more confidence. So to me, I like to break that down to highlight the areas in somebody's life where, like, hey, maybe I'm not confident in that area, not because I'll never be confident, but because I haven't put the time in. Maybe I haven't put the repetitions in. Maybe I don't have have the practice. Maybe I haven't studied enough, or I just haven't tried that area. Maybe I'm a beginner before I can gain confidence in it. So I like that little game just to paint the picture for everybody of that. Hey, there's a confident person inside of all of us.
That's a fun game for sure. You know, it's like, oh crap, I don't know the national anthem. I might sing something else, right? There's a lot of different levels of confidence. You're absolutely right. You know, we think about the things that we are confident in. We think about the things, hey, I can do all of these things that if I were asked to do right now, I can do that, right? And then I love the game. Now, talk to me. A lot of people will choose the easy path over the hard path. Why is that? And why do people choose the easy and end up even suffering even more?
As human beings, we're really bad at connecting long-term like gratification to our decisions today. You know, it's like, oh, I kind of want that thing. Well, I could also save $10, but I could also spend $10. It's very difficult for our minds and brains to be like, hey, this decision today is going to pay off in 10 years. So because of that, we end up choosing a lot of easy now. And I call it the kind of swipe now, pay later. Right. Yeah. You know, you're thinking of a credit card is a great example here. It is so easy to swipe now, get what I want, but I don't really have to pay that credit card off until later. Mm-hmm. And what happens is I believe that we hit these swipe now, pay later moments in a lot of different areas of our life of, okay, I'm going to, you know, skip the gym this or skip my exercise this week because I don't feel the changes necessarily right now. And I know I want to live a long time and I know I want to be healthy when I have grandkids, but you know, that really doesn't matter right now. Mm. What I want right now is to stay warm in my bed, or what I want now is to, you know, Netflix and chill, whatever it may be. So what happens is we're really bad at connecting the dot to long-term gratification. So understanding the psychology of that is, I'm not going to try to like just convince the world to be like, no, you should like delayed gratification. But what we can do is how can we start to find these smaller options where we can choose discomfort now, where to me, I call them win-win decisions. How can I make a decision that's a win now for Brett today, but also in the future? Then the future could be either an hour down the road or the future could be tomorrow morning. But how can I, okay, I don't really want to exercise today, but I'm going to get on a podcast with Janaid and I want to make sure that I'm really high energy and I want to make sure I bring my best self. Okay. Well, if I go to the gym this morning, I'm going to not only feel good when I walk out, but I'm also going to have great, you know, a couple hours later, here I am with you. I'm really glad I did that because my energy is great today. So it's those type of win-win decisions. And I think if you can find more win-win decisions in your life, because I could have skipped the gym and maybe that would have been a win for Brett in the moment, but an hour or 2 hours down the road, I'm like, man, I should have went to the gym. I would have had my blood flow. I would have been good. Now I'm not thinking about it all day. So really try to find more win-win decisions. And I think, again, don't worry about the long-term gratification. Yes, that will pay off. But the more win-wins you have now, guess what? The more win-wins you're going to stack down the road.
Dear Brett, that's a big example of winning now and winning in the future as well. Because getting out of bed, you're winning because you made the decision of getting out of bed and going to the gym, right? And then future win, you're healthier longer because you made the decision. Now, I love that for sure. Now, but here's the paradox, right? You're going to be uncomfortable either way, right? Getting out of bed, uncomfortable, going to the gym, uncomfortable, but that's where the growth is. But here's the question. Do you want the discomfort or regret or discomfort of regret or discomfort of growth?
Yes. Yes, this is the million, billion, trillion dollar decision right here is which one do we want? And there's a couple of stories I use in the book to try to paint this photo of somebody. And, you know, my dad being one of the biggest examples in the book. Unfortunately, I lost my dad to a heart attack at the age I was 16. Yeah. He died suddenly. But I use my dad. My dad was like a great influence in my life. He was an awesome dad for 16 years. And, you know, he had these dreams that, you know, he always wanted to live by the beach. He was going to retire. He was going to live by the beach. We would take one vacation a year. We'd usually go to somewhere by the beach and we'd, you know, have a great week. And I remember walking, you know, near the beach with him. We'd look at all the big houses. He would talk about like, oh man, I wonder who lives there. I wonder who lives here. And we'd have all these cool dreams together. And he would always say, oh, like when I retire, I'm going to buy this house, and I'm going to be able to walk, you know, this path all the time. And when he passed away, it took a while for me to realize, wow, he was delaying that gratification. He was putting that off for a long time. Now, maybe it wasn't going to be one of the mansions that we were walking past, but he still could have made that happen. And I started to realize in my kind of early 30s, I started to say, wait a minute, I'm doing the exact same thing. I know the lesson, and wait a minute, I'm not learning anything because I'm doing the exact same thing. And it was at that time, I know you live in Virginia, and it was at that time where I was like, hey, I actually don't want to delay that gratification anymore. I don't want to go down that same road. So I ended up making a move out to San Diego, and I lived in a one bedroom apartment. It was super small, but I could walk to the beach. I saw the ocean every single day for 2.5 years, and I loved it. And it was just one of those things I was no longer wanting to delay the gratification on. So I really think it's important for people to kind of use that filter, use that lens of saying, I do think delayed gratification is a great thing. And more times than not, it will lead you to a better version of yourself and growth. Mm-hmm. But there are some things that it's like, hey, you know, like we have nieces and nephews that are 20 years old, and I'm telling him like, man, try everything right now. You're 20. Yeah. Like there's so little risk. Go do the things, because that trip with your friends that you may take may be different when you're 35, may be different when you're 45, 55. That trip may not be the same. Now you might have more money, you might have more opportunities, but you may not be, you know, sleeping in hostels and, you know, doing the fun stuff that you do when you're 20. It just may look different. So I really think it's important to understand what are the things that you can still do later and look similar, and what are the things that, like, hey, I no longer want to wait for that. Let's make it happen.
That's so powerful, Brett, because at that age, you might have even more responsibility. At that age, you might have more things to worry about, more things that you are tied to, whereas at this time, not so much. This has been golden, but I appreciate it. The story was powerful. Now, before we wrap this part up, I want to make sure listeners don't just hear this, they start applying it. If someone wants to build confidence today, what's the first discomfort challenge they should take on?
I would offer them a couple steps here. The first and the lowest hanging fruit for confidence is preparation. If you can just be more prepared for something, to give an example, say you maybe have to give a big talk in front of your company, or you have to lead your team in something, or I don't know, you have to, you know, stand up at the PTA meeting, like who knows? If you prepare, you will feel more confident immediately because you have more practice under your belt. So that's the lowest hanging fruit. The second one is repetition. And these are kind of like your paths to confidence. So we have preparation, then we have repetition. Repetition is, there's so much evidence that proves rep one is massively important. There is a massive learning curve to doing something one time than doing it zero times. And to give you an example, say we're both going on a trip together. I get there a day before you, right? I get there a day before you, and I decide as soon as I land, I want to go grab some coffee. So I find the nearest coffee shop. I go there. I realize it's three turns away. You show up the next day and you're like, oh man, I'd really love some coffee. I'm like, I know exactly where to go. Let's go. And you're like, well, how do you know where it is? You don't live here.
Yeah.
I've been here one day before you. Yeah. One rep before you, and all of a sudden I have confidence that we can get to the coffee shop. So that repetition, the power of that first rep. The third one is authenticity. And being authentic is a great way to find real, genuine confidence. Mm. I know that there's a saying out there that a lot of people love, is like the fake it till you make it. I'm a big, you know, antagonist of that, because I actually think that when you're faking it, you're proving to yourself that you're not in your authentic state. And most of the time, people can read right through that. And if other people can read right through it, you can honestly read the fact that, like, hey, I'm faking this. I don't feel confident to where, sometimes you got to step up, and sometimes you got to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. But I have always found a lot of things started to change in my life positively when, instead of acting like I knew the answer, I started to raise my hand and be like, I don't know what that means. Can you explain that to me? What is, you know, especially when it came to money, there was a lot of things that I didn't know. I had to tell me what a long-term investment is. Okay, tell me what, you know, the ROI of that is. Tell me, I had to ask, and all of a sudden, because I was being authentic, people went out of their way to help me because I wasn't trying to act like I knew it all. And then the last piece on confidence I would go into is sometimes you're not going to have time to prepare. Sometimes you don't have repetitions under your belt, but sometimes you got to just be courageous. Sometimes you have to say like, I am really scared to go do that thing, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm scared to go up and talk to that person. I'm going to do it anyway. I had this huge opportunity to go speak in front of these people. I've never spoken in front of those people before. I have to be courageous and just go do it, right? I can prepare, I can do the other things, but let me also just be courageous. Let me be scared and go do it too. So that is my challenge. One of those, I want the listener to pick out one of those and say, hey, where is my opportunity for confidence in that area that I thought of when I said, hey, I wish I had more confidence. Pick out one of those, put it into action today.
Brett, that is so powerful. I absolutely love it because when we take that little bit of action, just one, even if you were there, got there an hour early, right? You know a lot more than the friend that's coming. But a day early, you've already mapped out. You've already explored and, you know, like you're already a day ahead. And that's the thing with us as entrepreneurs. If you're a day ahead, you can always help somebody who's just starting right now, right? There's so many things that you've already learned. So thank you so much for sharing that. And you're absolutely right. We've got to be courageous. We've got to take that first hard step. Because as soon as we do that, we are moving in the right direction. Powerful stuff. And this is just the beginning. In part two, Brett and I, we're going to go deeper into how to stop settling for surface level success and what it really takes to win where it matters most. Because you don't want to miss that episode. Brett, thank you so much for sharing these stories, sharing these fantastic tips. You know, just this past weekend, I recorded a podcasting conference event. I've never done this before, right? But I have experience in using the equipment that we brought on, using the different things. And I was like, till the day that we got there, I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know what I'm going to be missing, but I'm going to figure it out when I get there because I have this previous experience of, I know how to use a camera. I know how to use this equipment that we're putting together. And based on that knowledge alone, I was like, I can make this happen. And we did. And we captured all 2 days of content. We had a total of about 25 speakers. And everybody's like, oh my God, this is such a professional setup. This is such a professional thing. So you got to take that leap and you got to make that happen for yourself.
That's incredible. So you just put those all into action, right? Now you have a rep under your belt. You probably were prepared, at least as prepared as you can be going into an event that you've never done before. And then there was a lot of courageous action of just, hey, we're going to go do it. We're going to figure it out. And I think that's a misconception with confidence. I think people assume that confident people just assume that they're going to win all the time. Mm-hmm. And yes, I do think there's an optimism and a positivity of, hey, let's expect the best. But I think a lot of confidence comes from the repetition of, hey, I'm going to do this thing. And if it works, great. But if it doesn't, I'll figure out how to make it work. I'll figure out how to correct it if it doesn't work. Or if I get rejected, it's like, it's not going to destroy my whole day. It's like, hey, that was a no. Okay. It's going to lead me to the next yes. Yeah. So a lot of confidence comes in the opposite way of people think. It's not just everything's going to work out. It's if it doesn't work out, I'm still confident enough to figure out the next step.
Yeah. Well, Brett, thank you so much. I can't wait to go deeper into this when part two and talk about your book as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, please go ahead and do that. I don't know how you even got to this episode, but please go ahead and subscribe because you're going to love the conversation that we're having, especially in part two with Brett. So we'll have the links in the show notes where you can get access to Brett's book, connect with him, and all the fun things. Thank you so much again, and we'll see you in the next one.
Thank you for listening to this Hacks and Hobbies episode. Junaid would love to hear from you, so please leave a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. Visit hacksandhobbies.com to find additional information on the guest today, as well as the show notes.